Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Was the playoff game between the Packers and the Cowboys fixed? I don't know. Does the duck quack? We got an expert coming on about that. Just to discredit the whole stinking mess. This video just went live. Americans March for Charlie Hebdo Dead. It's on Infowars.com. If you're a radio listener, but for TV viewers, here is the footage and my commentary driving to the office today, and then some commentary I made right before we went live. We cut the two videos together.
So even in Austin, Texas, they are marching for free speech and against the fear of terrorism for free speech. But France is leading the EU in restricting free speech across the board on other issues. And France was one of the main backers in funding the Islamic Jihad, ISIS, Al-Qaeda in Syria as part of the Free Syrian Army, the main contingent of it, and killed over 300,000 innocent Syrians the last 4 years. But now we've got 13, 14 people dead over in France, and it is the cause. Celeb, the mainstream media, is all over it. This is the time to go out. This is the time to do it. This is the time that people are supposed to demonstrate because the media says so. And I think these people mean well. It's just that they need to know the rest of the story. I wish they'd march because they're saying we're all Charlie. We're all Charlie Hebdo, the publication. I wish they would march. I mean, it'd really be fantastic if they do it against our Western governments, NATO and others, funding Al-Qaeda. I just had this in front of the city councils. There's some of the final people here in downtown Austin finishing up the demonstration. And it's just very, very sad that they don't know the rest of the story. EU-wide free speech is being annihilated. Freedoms are being taken away across the board. And it's the very EU that's opened the borders up to dissolve the cultures that are in Europe. And, of course, now there's all these reports we must stop Le Pen from controlling the borders of France and not letting unlimited foreigners come in. And the day before the shootings last week, there were demonstrations in France and Germany against the radical Islamification of Europe. And those were decried, though, you see. So it's all limited demonstration that's in a politically correct context. And everybody comes out and demonstrates when it is politically correct to do so. And again, overall support demonstrating for free speech, but this is basically controlled opposition, and they don't even know it.
Now, I shot the footage you just saw about an hour ago driving up to the radio TV studio to do my Sunday broadcast. And once I watched the video, I had two other points I wanted to make. I want to be clear. Most of the people out demonstrating, more power to you. It's your free speech right. I support the power of the pen. It is greater than the sword, as has been said many times. But even the surviving top cartoonist in the Daily Mail said, we vomit on all these people who suddenly say they are our friends who were criticizing them before or just jumping on the bandwagon. And DrudgeReport.com is top link to our story from Infowars.com. Government prepares internet speech crackdown following Paris attacks. So they're going to use this for internet censorship, for internet surveillance, and to promote NSA-style programs worldwide. So there you go. Daily Mail, Infowars.com. Go check it out for yourself. We shouldn't just go out and demonstrate when they tell us to or when the media says now is the time. The French government and NATO, on record, for 4 years, have been arming the ISIS and Al-Qaeda militants that trained these people. Think about that. We should be protesting and mourning our guilt as the West, radicalizing Islamists to take over countries and destabilize them. And then it blows back, and the politicians march in solidarity. Benjamin Netanyahu and Hollande and all the rest of them. When Israel is on record funding the Syrian Free Army, that 90% of it's Al-Qaeda. And I'm not an Israel basher, but my God, the hypocrisy of this. I am against funding Al-Qaeda. The ADL will probably say I'm anti-Semitic, so fine, go ahead. I don't support Al-Qaeda. Makes me sick. Infowars.com.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I'll tell you who really is doing the right thing. Remember back in 2013, military revolt against Obama's attack on Syria, where thousands of officers held up the sign saying, I will not front for Al-Qaeda in Syria? That's smart protesting. I told you, it's the military that's awake. They know what's going on.
For all of
when I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a red linked article on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones predicted Western backed ISIS would attack West, went on to predict terror attack would be used to dismantle what's left of Western freedom. And that is from an article that we put out titled Obama Now Global Head of Al Qaeda, Paul Watson, Alex Jones. March 21st, 2013. And we show how they're letting the radicals fly back and forth out of Europe, England, the United States, into Yemen, into Saudi Arabia, into Syria, into Jordan, into Turkey, to then launch these attacks when they're promising to come back and attack the West. Our government is doing this, and I love the comments. I love the comments on here. It's got listeners saying, duh, everybody knew ISIS and Al-Qaeda was going to attack us once they were done in Syria. Duh, I know you're my listeners and the readers of InfoWars.com. But the whole audience, you know, is not on the website. In fact, a fraction of it is. We're on over 100 radio stations on the Sunday broadcast. The weekdays, almost double that. Most of our audience is transitory, only listens every once in a while or tunes through. And that's who I really want to reach out to. Don't you remember Ted Cruz, the senator, and Rand Paul, the senator, and all that media the last couple of years saying we shouldn't arm Al-Qaeda? So they changed the name to ISIS to confuse the public. And now they're attacking our troops in Iraq. They're attacking our allies in the Middle East. And they're saying they're going to come back and kill us. You don't think the West, France, NATO, all these countries that armed Al-Qaeda? It's Al-Qaeda armies with Al-Qaeda flags to go into Syria. More of a secular government, nice compared to Al-Qaeda, to overthrow it. It is a crime the West has committed. But now the world leaders, many of them accomplices, can march in Paris and feel good about themselves and claim it's for free speech. Simply mind-boggling. And it goes on and on and on. In the article, commenter JNDO says, we all predicted ISIS would attack the West. That was the obvious plan from the beginning. Duh. I know. Duh. Are you warning people? Because they're going to take all our freedoms with this, and more attacks are coming. And by the way, I told you that it would probably start in somewhere like France and then roll into Democrat-controlled areas where they know the victims won't fight back. Because they don't want that story of people fighting back. They want the story of whole cities like Boston taking over looking for one patsy. And the Boston bombing was a staged event. This is how you really protest this. Military revolt against Obama's attack on Syria. Both top brass and regular service members expressed opposition to U.S. government involvement. That was 2013 in September, a year and a half ago, roughly. And you scroll through it, thousands of tweets of even high-level officers. We're talking majors, colonels, brigadier colonels, or full colonels, lieutenant colonels, you name it. Coming out and saying, I didn't join the military to fight for Al-Qaeda. Infowars.com. Yeah, they also had Infowars.com on it. You think the system liked that? So they changed the name to ISIS to confuse the public. It didn't confuse the military. And then I have these headlines, CNN, U.S. official on terror attacks. This isn't going to stop. It'll be like the war on drugs forever. It has metastasized out of Syria. Who planted the cancer in Syria? I thought Al-Qaeda was beaten. And then suddenly it's all back under a new name. It's metastasized. Dianne Feinstein, terror sleeper cells are in the U.S., braced for attack. But no one, Obama to have an emergency summit to brace for the attacks. Source, terror cells activated in France, more coming. Oh, thank goodness there's army tanks on the sidewalk, and thank goodness there's armored vehicles, and thank goodness they're listening to all of us. The brothers were on Facebook bragging how they were going to kill everybody. We get censored on Facebook, boys and girls, and on Twitter. Memes we put out that are viral, that are just pro-Second Amendment or pro-free speech. But ISIS and Al-Qaeda are allowed to recruit and operate. Because the bigger they get, the more power our government gets to then fight them. Real simple. Remember, there was a famous case in New York 20-something years ago that for a decade, somebody would go around knocking with a ball-peen hammer hundreds of windshields out of night. Turned out it was the guy who had billboards up above it. One detective finally thought, funny how there's all these billboards everywhere, and one guy's getting all the business and opening shops everywhere. They went and investigated. They caught him and a bunch of his workers out with ball-peen hammers at night, smashing windows of cars. It's a famous case. You can look it up. So, see, that's what's going on here. But real citizens will die, real cops will die, real military will die. But the big military-industrial complex and the big banks, they'll get to make all the money in the world. The fix is in. Now, the media always strawmans this and says, Alex Jones doesn't think Islamic extremism exists. That's not what I said. And they know it. I said Western governments and corporations are protecting it and shepherding it so they can build the threat to then take our freedoms when they strike. That's what I said. Just like if somebody puts a baby in the pen with five starving pit bulls. I didn't say the man ate the baby. I said he put the baby in a pen with pit bulls to let the pit bulls eat the baby. And it's the same thing. It's premeditated murder. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, shifting gears. The fix is in on a lot of stuff. I told people interest rates were rigged worldwide. It was declassified 2 years ago, the LIBOR scandal. And many other cases of that. Well, I don't watch Don King boxing matches because it's been known for a long time. When I was a teenager, I liked boxing. My dad liked boxing. My grandfather liked boxing. My other grandfather was a boxer. I grew up liking boxing. But everybody quit watching it because everybody knew it was staged. And it got a little too fake. They don't want the NFL and basketball and the rest of it where there's so much rigging. Here's the thing. 8 to 10 times the money gets made in gambling. That gets made in tickets and advertising and merchandise. Okay? That's a fact. Brian Toohey has some of the newer numbers. He's got two books out on it, and he's done a lot of analysis, you name it, from everything from ESPN to... The fix is in. Brandon makes a compelling fact-based argument that not everything in the sports world is as it seems. That behind the visceral thrills and feel-good hype lies the potential dark underworld of profit motives, conflicting interests, and possibly rigged competitions in which nothing occurs by happy accident. Patrick Herbie, ESPN. Whether it's NASCAR, MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, you name it, the fix is in. Not in everything, but it's there. We're going to go to break, come back, give him the floor for a couple segments, and then open the phones up. Specifically on the game. The Packers versus the Cowboys today. Of course, the Cowboys lost when the Packers came from behind in the fourth quarter. And two calls that everybody's saying are complete fraud is what basically led the Packers' victory. But wasn't it a bad play that got the Cowboys to be able to say they beat the Lions? And again, just to show you, I don't follow sports. I just know how to read the numbers. But I did see the plays, and it's just a good way to get people thinking and understanding why so much of this happens. If you've got, say, $5, $10 billion being bet just on the playoffs, you think there might be some rigging going on by the Mafia? Oh, no. Oh, no. The Mafia just runs snuff films and child kidnapping rings, different Mafias that are out there. You think of Mafia, it's a stereotype of Italian. That's a very small part of it. You got all these foreign mafias, Russian mafias, Israeli mafias, banking cartel mafias, Latin American mafias, Mexican mob mafias. Interpol's a giant mafia. NATO's the biggest narcotics trafficking mafia in Europe. But we've got all the numbers for you. We're going to talk NFL straight ahead and talk about those plays and break them down with the author of The Fix Is In. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the spread had the Packers winning by 3. They won by 5. And the reason we're going to focus some in on sports and entertainment more on this broadcast is to discredit it, is to expose it, and just to get people thinking, hey, you might want to spend more time with your kids so they don't turn out being heroin addicts than just watching sports all day. It's designed and meant to distract men into basically these soap operas instead of having a life. You're supposed to have the type of complex thinking processes for business and life that you then put into football. So many men will bring up football to me or some other sport, and when I don't want to respond or I say I don't really follow that, they're shocked, like I'm not manly. No, I open carry semi-automatic rifles on the steps of the Alamo with the head of major state agencies when it's illegal. I do that for your rights in front of the cops. Because their city law violates state law. I go and I get arrested in New York for the First Amendment. I go and make controversial films. I go into third world countries and war zones, and my crew does. So I know I'm not manly. I don't know all the football scores and all the stuff, but I started from nothing, a major media operation that reaches 18 million people a week one way or another. So it's like a badge of courage men have that they watch Howie and everybody. And, when there's not ads with the Pittsburgh Steelers former quarterback up there promoting get your flu shot, get your single shots. I mean, it's just all a bunch of propaganda. And I know so much of it's rigged, and it's rigged through what's the weakest link? Who's the easiest to buy? The referees. And joining us is Brian Toohey. The Fix Is In is the book I've read. He's got a new book out that I'm going to read soon. The Showbiz and Manipulation of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NFL, and NASCAR. And he got into the FBI files on this, folks. And the FBI's tried to investigate this. They're never really allowed to bring this up. They can bring up steroids and other stuff or secret hit list, secret list to hurt people, like the Saints got caught, but not the fact that there's major fixing going on. I don't know his take on this yet. We called him. He could come on after the game. He joins us via video Skype. Brian, what's your breakdown on this? And then we'll walk into some of the confirmed fixes, not just Pete Rose and others, but some of the confirmed stuff that's going on out there.
Well, I think the main thing to remember, regardless of whatever game or whatever sport you're watching at the professional level, is the fact that it is not illegal for a league to fix its own games. There's no law that prevents
it. Says it on the ticket.
Yeah, well, that's part of your ticket. Your ticket promises you entry to see a game. If they present a game, it doesn't mean certain rules have to be followed. It doesn't mean certain players have to play. It doesn't mean a team cannot cheat. You paid to see a football game, for example. You saw a football game. They upheld their end of the bargain. So that's the main thing. If a league can do this, if they can fix their own games to manipulate them to make them more interesting so people stay and watch till the bitter end, or to even determine who wins and who loses, there's nothing the fan can do.
Have the power go out to make an extra $80 million?
That's part of the deal.
Oh, they wouldn't have the power out to make $80 million while everybody was watching.
Well, it's all about money. I mean, that's what the league puts the games on for. I mean, they put it on just for their own profit. For the television networks, and we've seen, I mean, statistically, it's shown that the television networks are surviving because of the National Football League. And then, of course, the advertisers are profiting from these leagues as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of entities involved in this, and I cannot believe a business like the NFL would leave itself up to pure chance. And that's what fans have to believe, that this is all a coincidence as how do these games play out, who wins and who loses. That's just a lucky bounce of the ball. Well, no multi-billion dollar industry such as the NFL or any others would really allow their product up to chance if sure. they can control it.
And well, it's also tax exempt for people that don't know. The league itself, so it has a partnership with the government.
Exactly. And then, like you said earlier, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense that that occurs because if the government is using the NFL and the NBA and these other leagues, much like the Romans used the gladiator games to distract the populace from what the government is doing, then it's a perfect correlation to today's sport. And it does the same effect. I mean, you see it just from, like you say, the controversial call in today's game, how many people are up in arms paying attention to that, but yet they don't even know what's going on within their government and other entities.
It's a great distraction. Now you're an expert on the fixes that are there. And I read your book, but it was last year. It was a couple years ago. But from my research, obviously boxing matches are easy to rig. If Don King owns both fighters, you know, things like that. But isn't it really, from your investigations, it's the refs that are the weak link, right?
Well, one of the weakest links for sure, because obviously they don't get paid the millions of dollars certain athletes like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady get paid. So it's harder to corrupt them. But that doesn't mean it's impossible that you cannot corrupt a player like that. I mean, we've seen with soccer where we've seen matches fixed all over the globe in soccer. I mean, it's the world's number one sport. It makes the most money. It's the most widely watched sport. And we've seen soccer matches at every level, all the way up to the World Cup, which is the biggest sporting event in the world. We've seen soccer matches be fixed. We know that's occurred. So why, if that's happened on the biggest stage possible, why do we think that a simple NFL game or NBA game could not be fixed? So as long as we know what's possible, then we have to figure out the roots as to how that sure. can be done. And we know from the mafia, from its own history, that they find the weak link with people. They find the ways to corrupt people, be it through women, be it through drugs, be it through gambling, whatever. They find that weakness, they exploit it, and they make money off of it. If the mafia can do that, why can't the league do it when they control the players and referees all the same?
Well, I mean, look, a lot of the owners come from major gangster families to begin with, even on the Italian side. Sports is historically corrupt. I think, as you said, soccer's been caught a bunch. Other sports have been caught all over the world. I think the U.S., Japanese sports are famously fixed. Massive gamblers, huge gambling in China. I mean, gambling all over. But I've seen the numbers. It's 8 to 10 times more money just for the NFL. But in sports in general, it varies in gambling total than what the sports even make. So that shows that everything's geared towards the gambling, right?
In a way, yeah. Because, I mean, like you say, the NFL makes about $10 to $11 billion a season. Most of that money comes from the television networks that really fund the sport. But we know from studies, and I mean, they're just kind of estimates on how much sports gambling is done every year. The last good estimate comes from 1999, and that says anywhere from $80 to $380 billion every year.
And we all know it's much bigger now.
Well, yeah, I mean, around the world. I mean, if you go global, where many of these big-time gamblers will bet offshore, they'll bet in Europe, they'll bet in Asia and other places. Yeah, I mean, who knows how much money is being spread around, and much of it is done illegally, and much of it is in organized crimes control. So when the NFL and the NBA and these other leagues prevented New Jersey from legalizing sports gambling in that state, like is allowed in Nevada, basically the leagues were siding with organized crime because it's one of the organized crime's biggest moneymakers.
Well, I think the nail in the coffin is the anti-gun, anti-family, anti-free speech messages of the NFL. I mean, you tune into it, and it is just brainwashing. And their partnership with Homeland Security and with Obama, and Obama is in the intro to Monday Night Football. I mean, even if I was a libertarian and they had a libertarian president as part of the intro, that's what you have in fascist countries or in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a perfect use of propaganda. I mean, it's a perfect way to get a certain audience's attention is to affiliate yourself with the National Football League. I mean, it's the most watched. I think they have 24 of the most 25 watched programs in the United States this year, or in 2014, I should say.
Sure.
I mean, it is the most watched thing. The Super Bowl is the most watched event, televised event.
Sure, and if you add all the derivatives of replays and everything, it's the most watched soap opera for men, NFL. Stay there. We'll be right back with our guest. The Fix is in.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss.
Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to take a few phone calls at the end of this segment and the next with our guests with your specific comments or questions about fixing sports. Sports is the dominant cultural system worldwide. Hitler used the Olympics to control much of the planet to sell himself as a great guy in 1936. It is being used as a weaponized system. I like golf, even though I don't play a lot of golf, because you at least can go do it for your life. You're on the green out there. It's something where it's about you and your friends. But when it gets into professional sports, watching
Lance Armstrong or watching the NFL. It gets sick. And then the characters are always such sickening narcissists. I'm tired of it. And then it's all dirty and it's just men moping around in the jerseys they wear, and that's the only identity they've got. I run into so many listeners that are wearing football jerseys and love the show. So it's not bad. I'm not saying you're bad if you like it. I'm saying we're too obsessed with it and not the real world. I criticize video game people. Well, I went and played video games today with my kids in an arcade. But we don't do it 5 hours a day. That's all I'm saying, is that it's sick. Now, I want to give Brian the floor. Here's the number, 877-789-ALEX. The Sunday number is a different number than the weekday number. 877-789-2539. I mean, all these plays that are so obviously not right, all these calls, that could be millions being made there if the fix is in. And believe me, it's institutionalized, ladies and gentlemen. 877-789-ALEX. Am I saying these refs did that? No. But we know it's going on. 877-789-2539. Brian, you've got the floor. Break down some of the known cases of fraud, especially in soccer, and stuff that's been really suspicious to you that you've seen in the last year, and any more intel you've gotten from the FBI files.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think if you look around the world, again, you have soccer that's incredibly corrupt. I mean, from FIFA, the organization, on down to the games themselves, you have corruption in tennis, professional tennis, which is the second most bet upon sport in the world. You have cricket leagues, which are incredibly corrupt. Rugby, which has had match fixing allegations. You've had it everywhere around the world except here in the United States. And that's where I find it very interesting and very questionable as to how it could go on everywhere but here, supposedly. And that's what caused me to write this book, Larceny Games, my newer book.
Let's talk about Larceny Games, yeah.
Yeah, I went to the FBI and I obtained through the Freedom of Information Act every file the FBI had related to game fixing. And it amounted to well over 400 files. And I broke them down in the course of the book. And what I've learned is that the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA all had numerous allegations of fixed games. And this goes from the 60s on through the 1980s when the files kind of dissipate and fall apart. And the thing that worried me was the fact that the FBI realized, especially in the case of the NFL, the NFL was covering this stuff up. And they were doing it. They were able to do it through their security divisions, which a lot of fans have heard about. You know, in regards to the
which are made up of former FBI.
Exactly. Former FBI guys, former CIA, DEA, Secret Service, law enforcement officials. They basically, the ones that the NFL or these leagues would hire, would go to the current ones and basically tell them to back off. The league will handle it. It's a league matter. And the FBI would back off. And that's how they would allow themselves to cover these things up. And then the media would never get a whiff of it. So it was all done in-house. It was all controlled in-house. And nobody learned about all these scandals. And trust me, there were numerous ones that should have been discovered that never made the press.
Keep going.
Well, I mean, you even look at a game like today. I mean, like I said, people are probably up in arms over the Cowboys-Packers game, and they were up in arms last week about the Lions and Cowboys games. And the fact is, I mean, I've been watching the NFL since I was a little kid. I no longer know what a catch is. I don't know what a touchdown is. I don't know what a penalty is because the NFL and other leagues as well have kind of micromanaged themselves. And they've done it in the very same way that the government kind of has. It's like as soon as they see some little tiny problem, they decide they need legislation that covers that and basically overdoes it. And that's what the NFL has done to the point where now I think, like you say, fans don't know what a catch is or isn't. And that's what happens. That's what causes a lot of this controversy. And that's what also allows the NFL a lot of wiggle room in order to do what they may want to do manipulation-wise, is because if you don't know what a catch is, because you don't understand the definitions, and the definitions are so convoluted.
They leave a big gray area.
It's a huge gray area. So one week they could say what looks like a catch isn't a catch because of X, Y, and Z. And then that same similar catch is ruled not a catch because of, you know, some other reason. I mean, they can do it any way they want to do it. and the fans have to accept it because they're, you know, judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, that's just like fractional reserve banking and money manipulation or high-frequency trading. They claim it's somewhat legal, but only select firms have it. It's siphoning billions off of other people's profits a day, and it plays with just very small numbers in a margin. But you put it together, it ends up changing the entire outcome of corporate mergers, pension fund stability, ratings of countries. I mean, you start manipulating in those small areas, it builds up.
Well, and that's all you have to do. Is, I mean, you could take one play, one seemingly insignificant play, or sometimes one extremely significant play, and rule it one way or the other, and you alter the outcome of that game. It doesn't mean you have to have everybody involved in some giant conspiracy and fix. If you can get to one referee, if you can get to one player, and you can make one little play go this way or that way, you can alter the outcome of games. And it could be done for gambling purposes, or it could be done on a league level to institute, you know, certain rules. It could be done to make sure certain teams win. It could be done to extend certain storylines so the NFL or the NBA make more money because more people are watching because they're more interested in this team as opposed to that team, even though the worst the team that lost may be the actual better team. The game that was manipulated to make sure LeBron makes it to the finals or Tom Brady makes it to the Super Bowl or what have you, that's what they're trying to sell, and that's what's going to make them more money.
Because the author of The Fix is In, the website's thefixisin.net. Find both his books there, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Larceny Games is the new one that I want to read. In fact, I'm going to order one because I want to read about these FBI files, understand how they block the FBI. You know, so many times the FBI does investigate things, and then they get blocked by higher-ups. It is just incredible how it's like the FBI is two different organizations. The grassroots doing a really good job, and then higher-ups just time and time again block everything they're doing.
Well, and that's what happened in these files. I mean, that's, I found it just utterly shocking because, I mean, first of all, it's amazing how much of the stuff is still redacted 50 years later or 30 years later. But it's also just shocking to the fact that, I mean, this was an investigation into a fixed football game or numerous fixed football games, whichever file you wanted to look at. And yet, yeah, the FBI would be blocked by hires up. You know, the base level guys, the agents who were doing a good job, were doing, you know, a solid investigative work, they would get squashed. And even one file specifically says that, written by the agents, that says the NFL was whitewashing what they were doing to make sure the NFL looked good. That's the way that league operated in the 60s. That's the way the league operates today. I mean, now they just had, you know, the former director of the FBI said, oh, you know, Roger Goodell did not see the abuse tape of Ray Rice. You know, everything was good with the NFL. It's all free and clear. Well, you know, a lot of fans, they don't believe it. They don't buy it yet. They have the power to affect things. They have the power to stop watching. They have the power to affect the pocketbook of the NFL to make them change. But yet fans are almost too addicted to the sport to do that because they keep tuning in week after week and buying what the NFL is selling.
Well, look, when I grew up in Dallas with the Von Erichs and all the regional wrestling that was right as Ventura and Hulk and all of them coming, I would watch it as a joke. But then even my friends would get mad when I said, it's fake. You don't hit somebody over the chair and not put them in a coma or kill them. I mean, I knew that when I was 7 years old. They didn't. Their parents told them it was real. I guess they told them Santa Claus was real, too. But would you say from seeing the files that go back over 50 years up until they basically locked them down, is professional sports getting more like WWE, professional wrestling, totally staged, or is it becoming less? I mean, is the corruption getting worse? Is the fakeness getting worse, or is it pretty much the same?
I think it's getting worse because I think of the television's influence of it all. I think that's, I mean, they wrote, there was a famous guy named Bernie Parrish who was a former NFL player. He wrote a book in which he said when the networks bought into the NFL, it felt like the networks bought the NFL and controlled it and ran it for their own purposes.
Well, sure, that's like reality TV. I've been involved in a bunch of it, and it's fake. It's staged. I refuse. Yeah. I've been offered over 30 big shows, I mean, with contracts. I won't do it because it's fake. They want me to act like a clown and do a bunch of fake stuff. I mean, and they tell people on the TV, this is real. This really happened. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We'll be coming back. Your call.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Matt, Chris, Phil,
meet the real man.
Michael, Brandon, we're going to get to your calls. A lot of great questions I see here on the board. This final segment with our guest, Brian Toomey, who wrote The Fix Is In. I read this book. I haven't read his new book. We got callers calling in who loved his first book. We used to sell it at the store. We need to order some more and do that at InfoWarsStore.com. Speaking of that, we did a limited run of 5,000 calendars. Buckley had the idea in late December. They just came in last week. Already about a third of them have sold. They'll be gone very, very quickly. They're $9.95 including shipping. So $9.95, usually a calendar costs $10. These have pro-gun, patriotic, anti-New World Order themes. It's great to give friends and family to introduce them to InfoWars.com. It's a nice little calendar, and you're basically, you know, getting it half off because it's $9.95. It has free shipping. So that includes shipping. But here's the reason you would gain your money back getting it. Each month has a promo code. Here's December of next year, December 2015, or of this year. 15% off store-wide, everything. Whether it's water filters, Made in America, pro-gun shirts, nutraceuticals, 15% off store-wide has the promo code. Okay? Here is all regular priced exclusive Alex Jones films, 50% off using promo code. That's in November. 50% off the films. Unbelievable. Here is October. I'm going backwards. Free domestic shipping using the promo code on everything. 10% off store-wide using the promo in the month of September. I mean, I'm not going to go any further. This is a test. If we sell the 5,000 out very quickly, next year I'll print 50,000. This is a beta test. It's basically a coupon book for InfoWarsStore.com. $9.95, shipping included, and it's a coupon book. No games here. An incredible coupon book. And your purchase supports the broadcast. All right, let's run through calls in the 8 minutes we have left quick. We're going to go back to the calls here. Matt in Tennessee, you're on the air with the author of The Fix Is In, Brian Toohey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. My question for Brian is, given the money that goes back and forth in betting with college football, is there the similar type of influence in the football bowl subdivision?
You talking about NCAA?
Yeah, the NCAA Division I Football Bowl subdivision. You know, there are two. You have the FBS and the FCS.
Sure. Let me get Brian's take on that. I mean, from my layman research, sometimes gamblers are obsessed with even high school stuff. I mean, isn't there gambling and fixing going on everywhere?
Oh, sure. I think the college game is much more fixed in terms of gambling than the pro game.
Because there's less money.
Get paid. Yeah, the kids don't get paid. So it's very easy, I think, to find kids in basketball or the football programs who aren't NFL or NBA material and say, look, you want to make a couple grand, you shave a few points. I think it's very easy to do. But I even think on the higher level, the NCAA, I mean, you look at like the bowl selection committee for playing in the national championship on Monday, there's a lot of questions that could be raised there too, because again, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's really nice because they don't have to pay the employees like they do in the NFL or the NBA.
And, I mean, famously, those committees that decide the bowl games are as crooked as a dog's back leg. Thank you, Matt. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, Mr. Toohey, hello.
Welcome, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a former small gambler with a guilty pleasure, and I'm not anymore. And people need to watch Raging Bull and Two for the Money. Those are really two good movies that
are
closing gambling. And I went on a hot streak about a year and a half ago, cashed out and bought an AK-47. Then I lost $200 last Super Bowl where Denver was heavily favored and they got their butts handed to them by the Seahawks. Now, this play with this Green Bay-Dallas game, I was watching at the gym. I don't really watch this stuff much because it's a waste of my time, like you said, Alex. But I think he caught the ball.
There was
There was not enough evidence to reverse the call because the call on the field was that he caught it. But then there was enough evidence. You're supposed to have enough evidence to reverse the call, which there was not of, I think. Now, Green Bay was favored by 5.5 or 6, and they won by 5. So people.
Well, it depends on the spread, but yeah.
Well, no, but the money line, check this out. The money line was Green Bay -250, which means if you bet $100, you only win like $25. And then Dallas was at +200. So if you bet $100, you get $100 plus $200. So look at the people that, if Dallas won that game, you look at that, as a former gambler, you look at that money line and your mouth kind of waters like, oh, I'm going to bet on Dallas. But that's just suspicious. I mean,
yeah, it's a way to sucker everybody. Absolutely. Let me get Brian's take on that, Brian.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of times when you see lines on football games, on basketball games, that make absolutely no sense. And they're the ones that always seem to go the way the sports books or the casinos want them to go.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the ones when the fix is in. I'm not even a gambler, but I've read a lot about it. I mean, you can see when stuff's getting rigged.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There are a lot of times there's these suspicious line movements, suspicious money that shows up. And supposedly, you know, like Las Vegas is on the lookout for these sort of things, but then you see it when 99% of it is done illegally. Who's watching that money and who's looking out for the little guy? The fact is, no one is.
Well, sure, Vegas is only looking out that they don't get burned, but you know they're making their own inside bets.
Oh, they have to be. I mean, the mob, the organized crime, created what they called a layoff system back in the 60s, so all these little bookies could feed each other and bet upon each other so nobody had too much liability and risk on any game. So, I mean, it's a national syndicate that runs this
stuff. Sure, it's like insurance. They all pool their risk. Phil in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, Mr. Toohey, I read your first book. It was great, and it actually inspired me to start writing a novel of my own.
Awesome.
With the one thing that you missed in the first book, but you're picking it up now in the second book with the TMZ aspect. And the only other thing I wanted to say is that just for people in New York City, even though I'm calling from Florida, the MTA just hired a guy named David Mayer, and Alex, you'll know that name from the TWA Flight 800. Cover up the witnesses see what they saw. So I would be careful if I was in New York City and on mass transit.
Yeah, that's a whole other place the fix is in. People getting big insurance policies. What about the issue that he was just raising about the TMZ factor you're right about?
Well, I mean, it's just interesting the fact that, you know, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, all these big major media, sports media outlets couldn't do what TMZ did. Which is, you know, make a phone call to get this, you know, allegedly impossible to find tape on Ray Rice and the elevator incident and all that. I mean, I just find it amazing that the sports media exists in many ways to protect the leagues that they fund.
It's disgusting. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, they feed upon each other. I mean, it's a self-regulating industry because the NFL will tell, you know, I mean, we just saw it actually. It was on Deadspin the other day where the NFL basically made Al Michaels last night read a statement about the Ray Rice investigation.
Well, sure, let's expand on that. Like the White House press corps where they have to take selected questions now.
Exactly. It's the very same thing. It's not a freewheeling, you know, media investigation into these leagues. It's the leagues telling the media what it should do and then the media responding. I mean, it's
and this is just one window into it, real fast. Brandon in Utah. Brandon, what's your quick question, brother?
Hi, how are you doing, Alex and Brian?
Good, go ahead.
I agree with your analysis on the game today. I don't really watch, haven't watched the game the whole season.
He caught the ball before he hit the ground.
Yeah,
I don't need to be a sports analyst to see that.
Yeah, I'm calling in just to ask. I know the elite, by whatever means, use the people and take advantage of us, but overall, if I'm talking to somebody and I bring this up, how would I explain to them? Because I explain to them it's just an illusion, like the freedom is just an illusion. But when I bring in the NFL, I just want the overall picture of what, because I haven't read any of your books, Brian.
Yeah. Well, I think if you go to my website, which is thefixisin.net, I have a little page that's called The Proof. And I would send people to that because it lists five facts, undeniable facts about the sports leagues and how they can legally manipulate their own games. And, I mean, if people read that and still want to say I'm crazy or if they want to believe that the NFL is as pure as, you know, new snow, go ahead. But I think if you really realize that nature, then you have to, you know, change the way you're thinking and look at these sports.
People just need to stop being so naive. Sports fixing is admitted all over the world, but here they've been better at covering it up. And that's why they went after Pete Rose so much, was because he got caught. He wasn't in trouble for manipulating stuff and gambling. He was in trouble because he got caught.
Yeah, that's basically it. How is it that no other professional athlete is gambling on sports since Pete Rose? No one's been busted of gambling on sports. I mean, I find that absurd because they've been busted.
Brian, great job. The fix is in more than sports. We're just here getting people to think for themselves. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great job to the crew. Sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday transmission.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day
full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.